For 15 years, offshore wind has been plagued by a long-running dispute over defence radar, as many people will know. A week before the AR6 auction, I was warned that unless we resolved the funding of the radar, it could drive up auction prices, leading to higher costs for consumers. Working with the Treasury and the Ministry of Defence, we resolved the auction issue and reassured developers. That was mission-driven government in action. That was us, armed with the Prime Minister's commitment, the Prime Minister's mission being able to work with the rest of government. Now, we won't always get it right, but this is a sign of how we intend to proceed. This is a government in a hurry to deliver our mandate from the British people. Third and finally, if the transition is to succeed, government must act as guarantor of fairness. As somebody who believes this country suffers from deep injustice, I'm determined we do not go from an unequal, unfair, high-carbon Britain to an unequal, unfair, clean energy Britain. We must, in this transition, tackle fuel poverty, create good jobs, clean up our air, improve access to nature and quality of life, and I passionately believe we can. Our Warm Homes Plan will fund energy efficiency and clean heating to upgrade homes and cut fuel poverty. Great British Energy's Local Power Plan will deliver the biggest expansion of support for community-owned energy in British history and ensure benefits flow directly to local communities, part of our commitment that where communities host clean energy infrastructure, they should benefit from it. And we will also stand up for bill payers by reforming Ofgem to make it a strong consumer champion. And this winter, we are committed, and I underline this, to working with suppliers and across government to help those who are vulnerable. And this role for government in guaranteeing fairness applies as much to workers. I know from my own constituency, a former mining community, that for decades the demand for good jobs has not sufficiently been met. We have the greatest opportunity in a generation to meet this demand, and I'm determined we will. Great British Energy will work with business to invest in frontier technologies to help us lead as a country. Our National Wealth Fund will strengthen our supply chains. The British Jobs Bonus will help reward those who invest in our industrial heartlands and coastal communities. And we are also determined to ensure a fair transition for every industry, including our North Sea communities. Our North Sea workers have huge talents, which can continue to serve us in oil and gas, as well as in industries like CCUS, renewables, and hydrogen. And we need your help to undertake this transition in the right way. Understanding your responsibility to build the supply chains for new industries in Britain, because we do care about where things are made. Embracing the voice of workers and a role for trade unions, as fossil fuel industries have traditionally done. And acting together with us to ensure no worker, no community is left behind. People will judge us on whether this transition delivers fairness, and rightly so. To sum up our approach, working with you, government as architect, driver of dynamism and guarantor of fairness, working in the closest partnership with business to make this transition a success. Let me end my remarks where I began. It's an absolutely enormous privilege to be working with business and indeed civil society on what I consider the most important challenges facing our country and our world. I confess I am at one and the same time energised by the task and also conscious of the deep responsibility that it carries. We know the stakes of action versus inaction. We know we can only deliver energy security, lower bills and good jobs for today's generations if we become a clean energy superpower. And we can only deliver climate security for future generations, including Emma's daughter, by showing global climate leadership built on the power of our example. That is the summary of what this government is setting about doing. And when the Prime Minister talks about mission-driven government, this is what he means. The people in this room are what he means. Working together with government for energy independence, for lower bills, for good jobs and a healthy environment we can pass on to future generations. I have absolute faith that we can do great things for our country and our world. I'm still in politics because of how much I care about this fight. And I look forward to working with you all in the months and years ahead. Thank you very much.